Hey everybody, by the end of today's episode, you're going to understand the difference between trucks that generate $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000 a month. You're going to understand the key to execution and how to take control of your situation immediately after this episode. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Business of Trucking podcast. I'm your host, Tony Bravada. I've spent years helping entrepreneurs, executives, and salespeople grow their life and their business by creating results. And now I've got my sights set on helping truckers just like you. So if you're ready to act like an owner, not just the operator of your trucking business, and if you're also interested in increasing your own personal cash flow while creating more time and financial freedom for you and your family, the Business of Trucking is the place to be. Let's dive into today's episode. I want you to understand for a moment that the power that you have right now in this moment can change everything. It is a fundamental beginning of execution. It's the fundamental beginning of being an owner. The difference between people who take action and people who wait for others. We're going to give a couple examples as we go today and talk a little bit about execution and the mindsets of some people. And I'm going to give you some examples. And the purpose of it at the end of the day is for you. You see, there are drivers like you that have been driving for years. And it probably seems to some of you that you're just spinning your wheels. Now, I'm sure everybody is very grateful. I know truck drivers are the heart of the world. I know the mindsets that they have, and I know how hard that they work. They're the unsung heroes of our country. We need truckers like you. And the whole purpose and the whole premise of what I'm doing, why I stepped away from some of my clients to come target this niche of people, because nobody was talking to you, nobody was helping you. And as the heart of our country, I want to make sure that I'm giving back. I want to make sure that I'm helping you grow. I want to help you build your cash flow. If you've been listening to all of these episodes, it's about cash flow and about strategy and about business and about, most of all, the mindset. Belief creates vision. It enables you to see things that nobody else can see. It sees not only the goal, but the pathway. Because of this, you will always win or lose in your mind first. Most people say, I can't. Some people say, I hope. But the elite people say, I will. And that's where we're going to start today. So let me ask you a question. I'm just going to think of a couple big athletes that you would know. When did Tom Brady become great? When did Michael Jordan become great? When did Tiger Woods become great? When did Serena Williams become great? You can go on and on. I want you to answer that question. Now, because we're not interacting in person, I'll give you a couple answers that I usually get back. People usually say, well, they became great the moment that, you know, he won his sixth Super Bowl trophy or seventh Super Bowl trophy or his fourth, or Michael Jordan won his sixth NBA championship, or Tiger Woods put the green jacket on, or when Serena held up that Wimbledon trophy or got her gold medal. There's usually a moment in time that people kind of go back to. I'd like to challenge that though, because the reality is that they became great the moment that they decided in their head that they were going to be the best. Because you can play sports and you can be good at sports, but there is a shift mentally, and it happens in a split moment in time where somebody says, this is it, and there is no turning back. I will be the greatest of all time. And those moments are very powerful, because it doesn't matter necessarily if you're talking about a business, or if you're talking about being an athlete, or if you're talking about quitting smoking. There's a power of the moment. And what a lot of people do is they have fear. They build this fear inside of them. And that fear is what stops them from implementing and executing it right now today. They'll say, I'll start it tomorrow. I'll do it later. Now, why don't people execute? What gets in the way? The first one is fear. A lot of individuals, see, as humans, we have six basic human needs. Everybody's got six basic human needs. The difference is how you value them. And a lot of entrepreneurs or a lot of individuals that are what we'll call achievers, they value on the top of their list, the first one is usually certainty. They need to be certain, to have that level of knowledge in their head that's the belief that says, I can do this. And you know it. You're absolutely certain. So there's a confidence level that comes with it. But when you're building a business or you're trying to figure it out as you go, or you've been driving for 10 years or 15 years or 5 years or 20 years, and you still only have one truck or two trucks, you don't really have much cash flow investments outside of it. You've been saving up your money. You're doing the best that you can. And I understand that fear comes into play. There was an individual that I had a conversation with the other day, and that fear of the unknown was holding him back. You see, he invested his money to buy a truck, and then he had to get his authority. So there's some costs associated to that. And then he had to get his insurance, and there's a deposit that has to be done with that. And there's all these little filings and stuff along the way, right? So he calls and he says to me, he would like a loan, or he would like an idea of how do I get some money to last me a couple weeks? Because I just invested all my money into this. And if something were to happen in the next couple weeks, I'm going to be in trouble. So for a quick second, I wanted to step away from that and talk to him about business in a sense and how businesses are profitable. And one of the things that sucks the profit right out of any business is taking a loan when you don't need it. Because what does a loan generate? Payment. What are you trying to amass? Cash flow. Well, if you take a loan, you're going to suck out your cash flow. But my point to him was, you have a fear of something that may or may not even happen. And if we spend our lives in fear worrying about things that may or may not happen, it will always hold you back. When a problem arises, you deal with it. And there are three types of problems. There's normal problems, there's abnormal problems, and there's pathological problems. And those will happen at the different stages of your business as you grow. But it's normal for certain things to happen. But what I said was that, listen, for the next couple weeks, you're in control of what you're driving. Take care of it. Baby it. Be very gentle with it for the next couple weeks, and you're going to have the cash. And you might find that you didn't have any problems in the first place. Now you get to keep your money as opposed to paying a loan back. Fear, complexity. You know, if you're out there and you're thinking about things, sometimes you overthink. Keep it simple. It doesn't need to be complex. The plan to grow your business and to grow your cash flow and to do these things, those will come into play. We can help you. You can get help on your own. You can do these things, but keep it simple. Most people start with the how. How do I do this? That can lead to you not executing because you spend so much time trying to be complex that you start with how. And as you're trying to figure out the how to do something, time is going. What you want to figure out first and foremost is where to find the energy. You have to get your energy. Jump around, yell, scream at the top of your lungs, do something to change your mindset. Get in a peak mindset. If you're down and you're low on energy and you're a little depressed and you're a little into yourself, are you going to be thinking clearly? Are you going to be thinking about strategies? Probably not. Get your energy up. Jump, run, do something. If you don't go to the gym, get to the gym. Push some weight around. Get yourself in a peak mindset so that you can properly think the right way. And then don't start with how. Start with what. What am I doing this for? What do I want? And be very clear with yourself on that. And then you have to ask yourself why. Why do I want it? Why is it important to me? And then figure out the how, because the why will drive the how. And if you keep yourself in a peak mindset, you keep that energy, you're going to figure it out. But that's what a lot of people need help with sometimes. But they have a lack of commitment. And a lack of real commitment will lead to a delayed execution or no execution at all. See, when people are scared, they freeze. You have fight or flight. You have a choice, fight or flight. You're either going to fight or you're going to run away. But when you're fearful, you don't do either. You don't run. You don't fight. You just stand there, unsure of what to do because you're scared. And that can be dangerous. It can be very dangerous. So I want to go back to what we started. When did Michael Jordan become great? When did all of these people become great? They became great in the moment that they decided to. And what follows after that? The moment that you decide, you must follow it with massive action, because the belief is where it starts. You know, as a leader, you have to know that belief is a magnet. And if one believes, the person next to you believes, and it will continue to grow in your organization and it will never be stopped. And right now, unless you have 5 trucks or 10 trucks or 8 trucks or however many they are, if you only have one, you have to have the belief and people will follow you. But you have to understand the cash flow, and those are the other episodes that we talked about. So the difference between the people that earn $20,000 a month of gross revenue, or $30,000 a month of gross revenue, or $40,000 a month of gross revenue. You want to know what the difference is? They take action. They're not waiting for their dispatchers to do something. If something isn't happening fast enough, they're on the phone. Did you find something yet? Not yet. 5 minutes later, did you find something yet? Are you working on anything yet? No, not yet. So instead of sitting, those people start making phone calls themselves. Why? Because as a business owner, yes, we have staff and we have people to try to help us with our enterprise, but I can't be lazy. You still have things to do. The difference between those people is they take action. They don't sit there. They don't wait. When you're delivering a load, let's say it's taking 2 hours for a delivery. What are you doing during those 2 hours? Are you sleeping? Are you pre-planning the next few loads? Or are you on site talking to people, making your face known, seeing who makes the decisions on the freight, seeing if you can build a relationship with somebody over time? Why? Well, because when you need a load, you know who to call. Maybe you get a dedicated lane out of it. You can skip the brokers. But you have to take action. And that's the difference. The people that do $20,000 a month all the time and are struggling, and then the people that do $40,000 a month all the time, the only difference is how they execute their plans. They know why it's important. They know what they're doing, and they know why it's important. And it's important because if they don't do it, they know instead of grossing $35,000, they're going to go gross $20,000. But that's a mindset shift. It's the difference between an owner and a driver. As far as mindset goes, you own your truck. You technically own your entity, right? But you drive it. And when you drive things and you're too close, you get what's called tunnel vision. You stop thinking about everything as a whole. You stop thinking like an owner and you start to think like a driver. Now, there's an example of another individual that is trying to get his own authority, left a motor carrier. And he runs into a couple problems. The problem is he's having a hard time getting an insurance company to take him because he hasn't been driving that long. And so my response to him was, well, why don't you just go lease on to a carrier, you know, let some time pass, or why don't you just go get a paycheck, go back to a company paid position? And his response was, yeah, but I'm only going to make $70,000 a year. And I said, okay, well, $70,000 is a good start. And somebody else is paying it for you. Now, what do you have? Well, if it's a company paid position, you're going to get a paycheck. Might not be the paycheck you want, but you're going to get a paycheck. You're going to drive their truck because it's a company truck, but you have a truck. So now this is what we help people do. You have an asset. What do assets need to do? They need to generate you income. Find a driver and put them in that truck and have that truck go lease on somewhere. And maybe you're not going to make as much off of it, but you know what you're going to do? You are going to create excess cash flow. And what's going to happen over the course of the next 3 to 6 months is you're going to be putting money away because it's your plan, and you're going to go get another one. And by the way, if something happens during that time frame, you have a paycheck that somebody else is paying to help you get started, to help you fund some of these things that can happen over time. But if you sit there and think as a driver, you don't think about those things. He's thinking about, I can't live on $70,000 a year. I won't. And my thing is, I don't want you to either. What I want you to do, though, is build your assets. I want you to build your cash flow. I don't care if you make $0 a year. Right now, you're making $0 a year, and you got to go work for what you want to drive for. But that's not the purpose. The purpose of having a coach help you is to show you and to work with your mindset to help push you forward. You think of Tom Brady and Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods and Serena Williams and all the people that we just listened. What do they all have in common besides the belief structure? They all had a coach. Have you played sports? If you played sports, did you have a coach? Yeah. You might have had a couple different coaches. Now, are the coaches against you, or are they there to help you? Well, surely they can't be against you. They have to be there to help you. And they're going to help you in multiple different ways. Even the same position, the coach is going to coach you differently because of the skill set that you may already have. They're there to coach other sides of it. Now, for an elite athlete like Tom Brady, why you need a coach is because he's what we call a producer. He's a quarterback. He's on the field. Sometimes you need eyes over the field to be able to see everything as a whole. When you get stuck and you get in a moment, there are times in those games where even the best of people for a brief moment lose sight of what can be. That's the valley of despair we talked about a few episodes ago. And it's in those moments that a coach steps in. The coach is there to help guide you through the path. Because you have a problem. We have solutions. And we're there to help guide you through those solutions. But that's the difference between an owner and a driver. You have to get out of the tunnel vision and start thinking like an owner. We want people to help build their cash flow, not drive their cash flow. And don't lose sight of the why you are what you are. You are an owner. You are no longer a driver. If you want to be a driver, go get paid by somebody to be a driver. But you wanted more for yourself. There was something that made you quit getting a paid position to step out, take your money, invest in yourself by buying a truck. And that mindset, the ability to do all of those things, there was something that happened in those moments. And I want you to try to think back and remember that, because something made you take massive action and make that decision. But right now in the moment, if you're listening to this, if you have your own authority, or if you don't have it and you're thinking about getting it, never lose sight of the fact that when you make that decision, you are an owner. You are no longer a driver. And you have to keep that mindset. What I'd like to do is I'd like to have you commit to something. I want to help you start to build your habits. When you tell yourself you're going to do something, you got to do it. No ifs, ands, or buts. I don't care how tired you are. I don't care how painful it is, or how many, you know, cakes you can't eat, or how many, we love pizza, pasta. I'm Italian. I eat pizza, I eat pasta. But there are times when I just can't eat it every day because it's not going to fit my goals. So I want you to make a commitment, and it doesn't matter what it is. You could be a commitment to drive an extra load a week. It could be a commitment to talk to one or two of the warehouse managers at a delivery location to just to put your name out there. It could not have anything to do with work at all. It could be a commitment to make an investment into something. It could be a commitment to calling somebody you haven't talked to in a while just to have a meaningful conversation. We don't do that much anymore. But I want you to think about something that you can commit to doing. I'm not even going to ask you to commit to doing it for weeks or months or anything. And just one time, make a commitment right now to do one thing. But here's the catch. Make the commitment and then immediately after, take massive action and do it. So for example, if you're going to make a commitment to call somebody that you haven't talked to in a while to have a meaningful conversation, don't call them tomorrow. Call them right now after that pops in your head. Do it. And they want to know why? Because it's a psychological effect. If I tell myself I'm going to do something and then I don't do it, the brain and the action don't match up. But if your mind and your belief structure says I'm committed, I'm going to do this, and you take massive action right away on that plan, what you will do over time is to train yourself in your mind that you are in control, not the feeling that's inside of you. The feeling inside of you is not in control. The feeling of I'm too tired, or I'll do it later, or I don't really want to do it right now. That feeling will run your life. And how do you feel in moments when you tell yourself you're going to do something and you don't? But how do you feel when you tell yourself you're going to do something and you do it? You see what I'm saying? Make a commitment to do something just once. Take massive action right away. Do it now. And start to do that maybe every day. Make a commitment every day until you're ready to make a long-term commitment, or unless you already know something that you have been thinking about doing. I'm trying to do it. I'll get there eventually. I just maybe not right now, maybe next month, maybe in the winter, maybe next summer. Do something now. The power is inside of you. The power is in you. Let's knock that fear out. And you're going to understand what you want to do. You can be great right now in this moment, but you have to take action with it. You have to take action with it. The future is not here yet. So don't overthink the what ifs that can come along the way. If you take action now and you're in control of the moment, the days and the weeks and the months will fall into place. So make a commitment. And I want to take some action right now. Make that commitment. Make that change. Understand the discipline involved. Go above and beyond every single day of what you're capable of doing. Whatever you did yesterday, do something better today. Every day, make a commitment to be better than the person you were before. And here's what I'm going to do for you. I want you to call or text 616-202-3126. I'll say that again. Call or text 616-202-3126. I'm going to give you 30 days of our services for absolutely nothing. If you like it, then we'll talk about a 12-week program or longer. And if not, then that's okay. But I'm going to give you 30 days for free. After that, I'm going to send you a book. You're going to get a book for free, and we'll take care of that for you. Take action today. Take action. You have the power. Don't ever forget that. And always remember, change your actions and you'll change your reality. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I hope that you learned a lot and that you feel motivated to start implementing everything that you've learned here by making those changes in your life. You know I love results, and I know that you're going to have amazing ones. If you like what you're hearing and you want to leave a review, that would be great. Make sure that you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any of the new shows, and connect with me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I would love to hear your biggest takeaways. And always remember, if you change your thinking, you'll change your reality.